This is Winter Solstice by Rebecca Parker. Perhaps, for a moment, the typewriters will stop clicking, the wheels stop rolling, the computers desist computing, and a hush will fall over the city. For an instant in the stillness, the chiming of the celestial spheres will be heard as Earth hangs poised in the crystalline darkness and then gracefully tilts. Let there be a season when holiness is heard and the splendor of living revealed. Stunned to stillness by beauty, we remember who we are and why we are here. There are inexplicable mysteries. We are not alone. In the universe, there moves a wild one whose gestures alter Earth's axis toward love. In the immense darkness, everything spins with joy. The cosmos enfolds us. We are caught in a web of stars, cradled in a swaying embrace, rocked by the holy night, babes of the universe. Let this be the time we wake to life, like spring wakes in the moment of winter solstice.
The Moment of Magic by Victoria Safford. Now is the moment of magic when the whole round earth turns again toward the sun. And here's a blessing. The days will be longer and brighter now, even before the winter settles in to chill us. Now is the moment of magic, when people beaten down and broken, with nothing left but misery and candles and their own clear voices, kindle tiny lights and whisper secret music. And here's a blessing. The dark universe is suddenly ablaze with the lights of the menorah, suddenly illuminated by the lights of the kinara, and the whole world is glad and loud with winter singing. Now is the moment of magic, when an eastern star beckons the ignorant towards an unknown goal. And here's a blessing. They find nothing in the end, but an ordinary baby, born at midnight, born in poverty, and the baby's cry, like bells ringing, makes people wonder as they wander through their lives what human love might really sound like, feel like. Now is the moment of magic, and here's a blessing. We already possess all the gifts we need. We've already received our presence. Ears to hear music, eyes to behold lights, hands to build true peace on earth, and to hold each other tight in love.
Here are some questions to ponder for a few moments, and if you like, to share with your neighbor. What magic have you experienced this season? What magic have you experienced this season? What gifts do you already possess that you have been sharing and will continue to share?
Okay, gifts. Getting to do poetry here is a gift. What's your favorite gift here?
Being here.
What presents have you received from this community and your life that you treasure the most?
I already said it.